Hero Blob Episode 8, Part 3, War on the Phantom Planet of the X4M38. A tense scene today, folks. Earth has less than 2 days to live, and the dazzling, beautiful Queen Princess of M38 has just denied Hero Blob and Chili Pepper Man's request to ship all of Earth's humans to her planet.
Then, we can't bring our Earth people here to save them from total nuclear destruction?
I wasn't finished speaking, my dear. All Earth people are banned from M38 forever, except you, Chili Pepper Man. You are hereby ordered to remain on M38 and to be my bride, as has always been foretold and demanded by the Phantom Prophets of Kaladu.
What?
Hey, you can't order him around.
You have no place to speak, Hero Blob. The philosopher and hero, Super Blob of M38, has found you wanting in all heroic and excellent qualities.
Yeah, I know I'm heroic and excellent. You don't have to tell me that.
Your opinions and attitudes are disgusting and warlike, incompatible with the peaceful ways of M38. By our discussions with Chili Pepper Man, we have found that all of Earth is corrupt and wicked, and keeps mankind in slavery in the pursuit of useless items and uncouth exercises of power and madness, the like of which M38 has not seen for eons. The Earthmen shall not travel to planet M38. Hero Blob, you must leave our planet immediately.
There must be some way we can make you reconsider.
My statements are final. I am the queen of M38, and my word shall stand. Blob shall depart, and you shall stay, you Chili Pepper Man of Earth, who shall now be known forevermore as Cheeseburger Jones of M38. For now, I shall leave you to say your goodbyes. Hero Blob must enter his spaceship and leave our airspace immediately.
Goodbye, Blob. Best of luck to you and your planet. I truly believe that even a planet as wicked and evil as yours does not deserve the fate that is fast approaching it.
In silence, the two Earthmen climb up through the screen door into their spaceship.
Blob, what the heck are we going to do? Are there any other planets around we could try?
No, Chili Pepper Man. M38 was our last hope.
That's terrible. And even worse, this chica is going to make me marry her.
Don't worry, CPM. I don't think we're going to have any problems after today.
What do you mean?
It's time to move to Plan B. If they won't let us come to their planet peacefully, we'll crush their defenses and take it over by force.
You can't be serious.
I'm deadly serious, Chili Pepper Man. Emphasis on dead. Anybody who refuses to be a good host and help people is a bad guy in my book. It's time they learned what happens when you're mean to foreigners.
Well, the future of the human race is at stake. What's your plan?
Simple. Grow giant, crush them, flood their cities. The usual. Blob growth power activate!
Blob, nothing's happening.
Huh. I said, Blob growth power activate! I don't get it. My growth power's not working.
I may be able to elucidate things for you, Blob.
What is it, computer?
This planet's gravity and the peculiar composition of the air and humidity levels may be interfering with your powers.
Fine. If I can't grow giant, I'll just turn into any amount of water and flood the place. Blob, liquidize. Liquid form, oceans of water. Hey!
Blob, you got my suede shoes wet. And all you turn into is about a bucket's worth of water.
You're right, Chili Pepper Man. All I can turn into is a tiny amount of water.
Well, of course, silly. Like I said, this atmosphere is affecting your powers. You probably can't even turn into any liquid. Just the main liquid of your home planet. Namely, water.
This sucks. Blob, solidize. I'm stuck on an alien planet with some losers that won't help me save the Earth and have bad taste in men.
Hey!
And I don't even have the power to take my revenge.
Uh-oh, Blob. You may not have to take your revenge after all.
What do you mean?
There's an object coming out of hyperspace just above the planet's orbit. It's the size of a small moon. I think it's the same thing that attacked us when we were coming here.
What? Something attacked us in hyperspace?
That's what happens when you sleep through half an episode, Chili Pepper Man.
It's coming over the horizon. It's huge.
It's horrible.
I am Sinistor. I hunger.
It's worse than I thought. It's the world-conquering satellite, Sinistor.
Sinistor?
Yes. This blight from the heavens goes from planet to planet, sucking up all life until the planet is left an empty husk, dry and dead. M38 is doomed.
Have you seen what's on the horizon?
Super Blob and Princess Queen, how did you get in here?
The door was open, Blob. What is this horrifying creature above us?
Oh, you know, just a world-hopping, devastating, menacing space devil come to eat up your planet.
Ironic, ain't it?
Oh my, you've got to stop it from destroying M38.
No can do, baby.
Why ever not?
I guess it's the influence of your peaceful culture. I just can't bring myself to fight anymore.
You're kidding! Well, that's wonderful in a way.
But you certainly picked a bad time for it. We could use a bit of your super violence at this point, Hero Blob.
Don't listen to him, Super Blob. He can barely use his powers on this planet. If he had them, he'd certainly be using them.
Though maybe not on Sinistor. Computer, take off. Let's see if we can get a better view of this Sinistor fella and find his inevitable weakness.
Yes, sir. There's that manly voice again.
Look, that giant-faced creature, Sinistor. He's going down to the surface.
He's sucking all those people, all the citizens of Salagub City, into his enormous metal mouth.
If he continues at this rate, he'll eat your whole planet's population in less than an hour and a half.
Blob, we've got to do something. Maybe there are some weapons on the ship we can use.
No, Chili Pepper Man. These rubes rejected me and our whole planet. They were gonna let us and our culture of war and violence die out. Why should we save them?
Because it's the right thing to do. You said before that treating guests badly makes you a bad guy. Well, Queen Princess and Super Blob are our guests now, on our ship.
Yeah?
So if we don't show them the proper hospitality and do everything we can to save their planet, we'll be the bad guys.
Huh. You drive a hard bargain, Chili Pepper Man. Alright, I'll be a hero. Computer, drive towards the Sinistor.
I'm hungry.
Then, you'll help us?
Yeah, why not? Chili Pepper Man and I will fly out of the task base ship, hope you brought your jetpack, Chili, and attack the flying face monster with all our might.
Oh, thank you, Blob. After how cruel we were to you and your people, you're going to save us.
Truly you are a hero, Blob. Though I'm still super, and that's better.
We're over the Sinistor now. I really wish he'd stop doing that.
All right, here we go.
I think I'll just stay in the spaceship and shoot my flamethrowers from here.
Nonsense, Chili Pepper Man. Come on.
Hey, don't grab me. No!
Such bravery.
All right, Chili Pepper Man. Two-prong attack.
Two-prong?
Yeah, I'll attack the left. You get the right.
All right, fine. Let's go.
Beware, I live.
Get ready to get wet, giant jerk face. Blob, liquid eyes, liquid form, bucket of water.
There he goes. Blob will soften him up and I'll finish him off. Or not. He just splashed off the surface of the giant metal face of that being and dripped off. Then I guess it's up to me. All right, Sinbad, or whatever your name is.
I am Sinistor, coward.
My chili pepper flamethrower has the hots for you. Oh no, it's still wet. It won't work.
The heroes, they're failing. Super Blob, this may be the day we spoke about.
The day prophesied by the phantom prophets of Kaladu?
Yes, the day you must abandon your peaceful philosopher's cloak and embrace the way of the warrior to save the planet.
After these 10,000 years.
The sacrifice is yours to make, but make it you must if our planet is to survive.
And make it I shall. My dear princess, this may be the last time we speak in this universe.
I thank you for your continued service, O Super Blob. The sacrifice you make now is more than I could ever have asked.
But it is less than I would give for you and for my planet, Queen Princess.
There's nothing we can do, Queen Princess. Our powers are useless.
Fear not, Earthmen, for you shall now see the power of the hero of M38. I remove this philosopher's cloak and show myself the warrior I've always been. Super Blob, flight power activate!
Hey, that Super Blob guy almost ran into me flying out of the spaceship. Where's he going in such a hurry?
He goes to give up his peaceful values in order to safeguard our planet. His sacrifice is one of unimaginable value.
What's the big deal?
He's going to fight the Sinistor, Blob.
One, cowards.
He's plowed the course of peace for 20 billion of our years. And now he's giving it all up to save the planet.
Lame. Talk about hypocrite.
And outside the task base ship.
You have come to my planet for unknown reasons. You are eating my people. You leave me no choice, evil being. I shall destroy you for the sake of justice.
I am Sinistorm. Beware. I live. Coward.
I shall show you that I am no coward. Super Blob. Gaseous powers activate. Gaseous form. Metal-eating acid cloud. Impossible. It's having no effect. He must be made of some sort of plastic metal polymer. Gaseous form. Algablat gas. That will be sure to put a dent in his plans. No. All right then. Zargamar gas.
See how valiantly he fights for me?
But his attacks aren't working.
Hey, Super Blob, try space poison. Always worked for me.
Space poison? Interesting. Super Blob, gas form, space poison gas.
And as the Super Blob transforms into a giant cloud of poison space gas, Sinistor recoils, moving back and hissing. For the moment, his consumption of the people of M38 is stopped.
Haha! Not a fan of space poison, are you?
Suddenly, a wicked grin passes over the moon-sized face of Sinistor.
What? What's that? Protruding from the side of Sinistor? A giant flexible hose? It can't be. It's like a giant vacuum, sucking me in!
No! Super Blob!
I'm hungry, cowards.
That vacuum! It sucked Super Blob in and put him in a little glass bottle!
He can't escape from containment like that!
Sinistor ate him!
He ate the Super Blob!
We're doomed!
Yeah, it's too bad there aren't any weapons on this ship!
Oh, Blob, you silly! Of course there are weapons! Some of the most advanced in the galaxy!
What?
You idiot!
Why didn't you tell us?
You didn't ask!
It no longer matters, friends! Look out the portholes! With that town, Sinistor has now eaten up the entire 3 billion strong population of M38. I am queen no more.
Then let's get out of here, people. Planet's doomed. No reason to stick around and stick our necks out.
Sorry to burst your bubble, Bubba, but Sinistor doesn't stop until all of Planet's people are popped in his pie hole.
But Queen Princess said all the people have already been eaten.
Yes. All but her.
Oh, no. You can't mean.
Let's push her out.
No, Blob, I won't let you.
Run, cowards.
You've got to get rid of her or he'll never stop chasing us through the whole galaxy and beyond.
He's right. Without my people, without my place in society, my life is of no value.
No, Princess, no.
Sounds right to me.
Queen Princess, your life has value to me.
Taking the beautiful queen into his arms, Chili Pepper Man embraces her in a kiss that makes the very stars grow brighter.
Fortunately, though, this disgusting display of affection is interrupted when Queen Princess slips in a puddle of condensation on the floor and falls, knocking into the screen door and through it and falling into space.
Below her, the open maw of Sinistor gapes, sucking intensely and pulling her towards it. Chili Pepper Man, without skipping a beat, jumps for her.
Chili Pepper Man!
Princess!
Everybody else is jumping out of the spaceship, so I might as well do it too!
Within seconds, all three of them are sucked into the mouth of Sinistor, through a tunnel where all is blackness.
The end. Or is it? After mere moments of the terrifying fall through darkness, light appears at the end of the tunnel.
Woo-woo! This is just like Seven Flags Fiesta New Mexico theme park!
It's becoming like a giant slide!
There's something up ahead. I see it.
The slide deposits them in a place more incredible than they could ever have imagined.
My gosh. It's...
amazing.
Incredible.
Disgusting.
Welcome to the Sinistor, your one-stop shop for everything you could ever want. That's right, it's Sinistor, the universe's greatest, biggest shopping mall. Currently home to over 19 billion shoppers, we've got shops selling literally everything that's ever been made.
Wait, this place, this moon-sized evil megabase, is actually just a gigantic mall?
Awesome!
And they've been kidnapping the populations of whole planets to keep their mouths stocked with customers and cashiers.
That's terrible. It sounds like your planet all over again.
What the heck does that mean?
Over there, Princess, it's some of the citizens of M38.
Ew, jewelry.
Toys.
Electronic goods.
We found all that we need.
Shopping is what life is all about.
They've become slaves to the desire to shop. Truly, my rule is over. I am doomed to live forever alone among my people, free from my responsibilities as queen, but unable to join the people in this disgusting need to shop. There's nothing for me here.
Are you sure about that? Maybe you'd like to purchase this. A super blob in a bottle.
It's Super Blob. I have to save him.
How much would you pay for this one-of-a-kind product?
Any price. Oh, any price. I owe him everything.
This special one-time deal is available only today. Just 20,000 parsecs and this super blob in a bottle can be yours.
Oh, away from my kingdom, I have nothing like this money you use.
Don't worry. You can put it on layaway and work your way to owning this beautiful piece. Only 900 years as cashier in our ice cream parlor, and it will be yours.
Hero Blob, Chili Pepper Man, my place is here with my people. I understand now the impulse to work and buy. I will be servant in this sinister world. Until the day I can purchase Super Blob and free his gaseous form from the Coke bottle.
But Princess, what about us?
My dear Admiral Cheeseburger, I would only be a burden to you in this state. You must go, continue your adventures through the stars.
My queen, so selfless, so beautiful.
And you, so dashing.
And me, so about to throw up. Seriously, guys, enough already. We gotta get back to Earth and save everybody, Chili Pepper Man.
Give me my moment, Blob.
I hope one moment was enough, Chili Pepper Man. Away from the planet's surface, I can feel my powers returning to me. We must be out in space. Hope you can hold your breath, Chili. Blob, liquidize. Liquid form, armor-eating acid.
Goodbye, my love. No matter how many times I get amnesia, I'll never forget you.
As Blob eats through the floor, Chili Pepper Man takes a breath, falls in, and flies through space into the waiting doors of the task-based ship.
Blob, solidize. Whew, we made it.
And we'll probably never see the citizens of M38 again. It's sad the way they've all been ripped from their ways of life and made into corporate zombie slaves working their whole lives for the next useless piece of mass-produced trash.
Yawn.
And I can't help but feel bad. I mean, didn't the computer say that Sinistor was following us? If we hadn't gone to M38, they might still be living life as they chose.
True, true. It's all your fault.
But it was worth it. We had to do whatever we could to save the Earth. Mr. Chief Science Nerd was counting on us.
Oh, speaking of Mr. Chief Science Nerd, he left a voice message on our internal computer cell phone yesterday.
He did? Why didn't you play it earlier? It may have been vitally important. Maybe the Earth is ending even sooner than we thought.
You all just seem so busy.
Never mind that. Just play the voicemail.
All right, already.
Hero Blob, are you crazy? I'm gonna kill you. These readings are all wrong. The others said no danger for years and years. You spilled coffee all over the machine. When you get back, you better watch your back. Oh, and I picked up your laundry from in town.
Blob? Computer?
Yes?
Yes?
It's a long way through space till we get to Earth.
Yeah.
I hope you're ready for a hot time in cold space tonight. My chili pepper flamethrowers have the hots for you both!
There you go, folks. Thanks to the valiant efforts of Blob and Chili Pepper Man, the Earth is saved.
Blob will return very soon in Hero Blob 9, Wrath of the Tuna Queen.
The end.